Now to the latest from Washington, where the Senate has a deal to reopen the federal government after a weekend shutdown. It includes an agreement to consider a fix for young undocumented immigrants in the DACA program. Here's how Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer introduced the plan on the Senate floor.
I've been having conversations with the Republican leader over the weekend about a path forward. After several discussions, offers, counteroffers, the Republican leader and I have come to an arrangement. We will vote today to reopen the government, to continue negotiating a global agreement, with the commitment that, if an agreement isn't reached by February the 8th, the Senate will immediately proceed to consideration of legislation dealing with DACA.
Amber Phillips is here. She's a reporter for The Fix from The Washington Post. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
February 8th, says Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. That feels like the can has been officially kicked.
Yep, the can has been officially kicked, which for this Congress counts as a victory. What's interesting about this deal is it really doesn't solve any of the broader problems Congress has that got us into this mess in the first place. You heard Chuck Schumer there say, we will continue negotiating. That means we're going to vote to keep, you know, reopen the government as Democrats in exchange for an agreement from Republicans to keep talking about DACA. And then it sounds like there's some sort of verbal agreement that immigration would come up for a vote by the time we could run up against another shutdown if they haven't come to some other kind of deal. It's all a little bit up in the air right now. And I think that's what's remarkable about this moment is the government is reopening without like a firm commitment from either side on what to do next.
So it sounds like Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are willing to say they'll have an honest debate about DACA. Look, there are a lot of senators who want to vote for it. But Amber, where are House Republicans on this? I kind of wonder what good is an agreement in the more moderate Senate to come up with some kind of DACA fix if the House isn't feeling it and if the White House isn't either.
Yeah, I think that is literally the million-dollar question you just asked right there. And it's such a good point because House Republicans, especially some of the conservative members, have considered protecting these young immigrants brought into the country illegally as children as amnesty. You hear Steve King talk about it all the time as amnesty. You hear even in the Senate some Republicans who really have the ears of conservatives and the White House, like Tom Cotton, saying, I don't think this is a good idea unless we get a lot of extractions to restrict legal immigration. So just because the Senate has agreed to start talking about immigration doesn't mean there's a deal that could pass the Senate or the House, let alone both chambers of Congress, and then get to the president, where really nobody in Washington knows what he wants on immigration.
There was a lot of pressure from pro-immigration groups on Democrats before this all got started, Amber, to really force, use a shutdown scenario to force a bill, force an agreement on young undocumented immigrants through the DACA program. It appears that for the moment, at least for the next 3 weeks, Democrats have backed off of that. What led them to back off now? Were they sensing that the politics of a shutdown wasn't playing in their favor?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. I think shutdowns end right when the losing side feels like they've lost public opinion. And I think Democrats, especially knowing they have a lot of Democrats up for election in conservative states, were nervous to have this sort of tagline, Democrats shut down the government and hurt our military. This is Republican tagline over illegal immigrants. And so felt like their gamble didn't work out for them.
That's Amber Phillips with The Washington Post. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering storage solutions for business, including file folders, banker's boxes, and storage bins for getting organized. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. And ACLU, which works nationwide to protect the constitutional rights of all people. ACLU.org. ACLU, we the people.